from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, police are still looking for a suspect wanted in an incident that caused the closure of schools in Dennis Township, Cape May County. Police say two men stole a dirt bike and shot at the bike's owner as he tried to stop them. Schools were closed Tuesday while police searched for the suspects. One was arrested in the nearby campground. He's been identified as 28-year-old Antoine Lovett. The second remains on the loose. Marijuana shops in New Jersey aren't as buttoned up as they used to be when the industry first launched here. Daniel Wildstein with Blue Oak Dispensary in Bloomfield says her goal was to create an inviting space and one that educates.
I wanted to take the intimidation, the insecurity, the anxiety, the worry, fear, if you will, out of anyone that would walk through my doors.
Wildstein says you're not greeted by a cop or a security guard, just a staff member in a Blue Oak t-shirt. New Jersey news made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State. Powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more. Call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com. An iconic New Jersey company is changing its name.
Campbell Soup Company announced at an annual meeting of investors on Tuesday that it wants to drop the soup and just be known as Campbell Company. The CEO said in a statement that this, quote, subtle yet important change will retain the company's iconic name, quote, while better reflecting the full breadth of its portfolio. The new name is still subject to shareholder approval. The company, founded in the Garden State way back in 1869, owns many notable non-soup products that have outpaced its soup products in sales, the most famous of which, probably Goldfish Crackers. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
John Bon Jovi and a video production assistant have talked down a woman standing on the ledge of a pedestrian bridge in Nashville. The Tennessean reports that Bon Jovi was filming a music video on the bridge, which remained open to the public. Video of the encounter Tuesday showed the assistant talking to the woman. Bon Jovi approached slowly, waved to her, and joined in the conversation. Eventually, the woman turned around to face the two, and they helped her over the railing to safety. Bon Jovi hugged her. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will this morning's fog roll out? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Humidity is on the rise with dew points kicking up to about 60 today. That's right on the edge of what I call sticky air. Meanwhile, our early morning fog has burned off, and once again, we'll see lots of sunshine and blue sky through this afternoon. High temperatures today, nice and warm, around 80 degrees. Patchy fog is likely again tonight. It'll be comfortable, but not as cool as it has been. Lows fall to around 60. For tomorrow, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds with highs pushing into the lower 80s. Warmest day of the week on Saturday, 80 to 85, with early clouds giving way to sunshine. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Parsippany is 66, South Blainfield 69, Manahawkin 71. Weather brought to you by Lester Glen Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glen Auto Group has locations in Toms River, Ocean Township, Freehold, and Seagirt? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this fall from the team that is dedicated to your experience. Get started at lesterglen.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.